For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the beautiful, and boy is it beautiful, SNY Studios in New York City. Welcome to Evan and Tiki on this very, very busy Wednesday. Why, I ask you, is Juan Soto talking about free agency in the middle of a pennant race? We will address that a little bit later on. A key question surrounding Malik Nabers. Plus, there's a Lugash debate series today, a scheduled Lugash debate series in which they will argue about the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros.
You forgot already, Sean?
I definitely did.
You already forgot?
I am not prepared for this.
You know what? That's called making an excuse.
I didn't know there was homework last night, Mrs. Banks. I'm sorry.
Look, I think that Met fans need to understand something, because this is very, very strange for me, too. The New York Mets have a great history of pitching, an amazing history of pitching. Even from when I was able to watch the New York Mets, we were born and grew up with stories about Tom Seaver. We all remember, or again, we're told, about the great rotation of the mid-80s. We all remember the hype and the hope of Generation K, even if it didn't work out. We all remember the 1-2 punch of Al Leiter and Mike Hampton, DeGrom and Harvey and Syndergaard. This Met rotation doesn't feature those names. But Tiki, as the Mets racked up another win last night, and credit to Pete Alonso and Luis Angel Acuna and the offense breaking out, which I do appreciate.
Yes, of course.
I am marveling at the awesomeness of this New York Met rotation. Tylor Megill, again, with 6 innings, 0 earned runs. It's almost unfathomable how good this starting pitching staff has been as the Mets have opened up a 2-game lead in the wild card.
You said that word so well. It just kind of excited me a little bit. Not just the pitching, but the unfathomable. You said it so nicely.
You like that, right?
I do like it a lot. But you're right about Megill. And Megill is so interesting because so many people wanted to hate on him for so much of his existence as a Met. He just can't get it done. He's faltering. Can't get deep into games, etc. Send him down. But now that he's been back, is he pitching to a 1-3 or something?
Yes. ERA
or
and in his
like that?
Last two starts, 12 innings, 4 right. hits, 0 earned runs.
And that's, you know what? It's funny because you sit here all the time, Evan, and you talk about Pete Alonso better do this, and JD Martinez better do this, and Brandon Nimmo better do this. And I always look at you like, dude, what are you? You're talking like a fan that has no effect. But Tylor Megill, he better have pitched well, and he has pitched well.
But you know
well.
What's so crazy,
and so, like, I can respond to the performance.
Yeah.
It's hard to predict, but I can respond when someone like Tylor responds the way that he has to the challenge that's right in front
of
him.
Well, I think what I have been stunned by, and I think every Met fan should admit this, is that top to bottom, whether it's Tylor Megill, whether it's David Peterson, who we all wanted to run out of town
right.
last season, almost forgot about him with the hip surgery this year, to Sean Manaea. You've been on the Mets text chat. Before Sean Manaea met Jesus and watched Chris Sale pitch, Sean Manaea was a guy who was just incredibly infuriating to watch with his inconsistencies. You mix that together with Luis Severino, who last year was a disaster right. for the Yankees. There were Met fans that thought coming into the year this was going to be one of the worst rotations they've ever seen. And yet, as we sit here with a week and a half to go in this season, the New York Mets rotation right now is carrying them to a wild card spot. And I find it to be scintillating to watch, amazing. What do you want?
Time to start asking a couple questions, Ev.
Questions about what?
How is it possible that Sean Manaea, David Peterson, geez, getting effort like Tyler McGill, how can everybody be having career years? I mean, last year we had Luis Severino with the Yankees. He called himself the worst pitcher in baseball. Maybe it's time to start asking questions.
Yeah, what question do you want to ask, though? Like, what is that? What does that even freaking mean?
Look, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. Perhaps just asking questions, asking the right questions. How could everybody in 1 year all have career years pitching-wise? Anything going on there?
Well, what the hell does that mean?
I'm just curious.
You got something to say?
I don't have anything to say. I think we should be asking questions.
Well, what's the question?
I'm very confused.
How did Luis Severino go from being the worst pitcher in baseball to consistent?
How did Sean Manaea become an ace like this? How did David Peterson become Mr. August into Mr. September? How all on the same rotation in the same year, perhaps in the same pitching staff where... Edwin Diaz had some sticky stuff. I don't know. I'm just curious.
Oh, geez. Oh, I see what you're doing.
I think that maybe it's just worth asking questions. How could it all come together in one year?
I see what you're doing here.
No, you don't only see what he's doing. He keeps saying asking questions, something that I may have asked a year ago about the Tampa Bay Rays. Are you raying the Mets right now?
I'm not raying the Mets. You asked right questions. I just think the same question should be asked. We're 2 weeks left in the season, and now we know it's a whole sample size. How could this Met team with no – it's the pitching.
They check his hands?
I mean –
it's good.
I'm not saying in the hands. Who knows what's going on? But, you know, a bunch of fourth starters putting together years like this?
You want to respond to this before I chuckle?
All at once?
I have no idea what he's alluding to.
He's implying that something's unique or different.
Oh, you're saying
about
cheating?
How the – Well, he's not
I'm not saying that.
He's learned from the Church of Evan because last year when I questioned the Tampa Bay Rays, I was very careful to never accuse.
Uh-huh. How all in 1 year? How?
You know what sucks about this?
It's exactly the thought process that you had last year.
It's not
the Tampa Rays. It's exactly the same.
It is the same thought process, but as he's asking those questions, and I'm going to do my best because I'm a diehard Met fan who's
thrilled. You can answer them.
They're very tough to answer.
Ha!
I mean, how did Sean Manaea become an ace?
Yeah.
How did David Peterson go from sucking to we love him? How did Tyler McGill go from being a minor leaguer to, he hasn't allowed an earned run in, forever?
It's just incredible. Even some of the arms in the bullpen, it's been incredible.
You know what? I'm going to answer that question.
Okay.
Because it's fine that he wants to ask
great
questions.
Great coaching?
Yeah. You know what? Yes. Jeremy Hefner. Answer that one.
He's
really good.
Except to the fact that Jeremy Hefner is not new to this Mets organization. In fact, he's a cockroach that survived multiple.
Okay.
So how all of a sudden now the light bulb goes
on? The pitching lab. The Mets have a pitching lab. They're fixing everybody in said pitching lab.
A lab, you say?
Yeah, pitching lab.
A lab.
No,
you
not
say.
That kind of lab.
How about the catchers that weren't here last year? Both are new.
Oh yeah. No, that's I forgot all the Yankee AAA numbers with Torrens catching. You're right.
So let me get this straight. We are here at SNY. They're having us. They catered a lunch for us. They are having us in this great
Thank
studio.
Thank you, SNY. It's beautiful.
And
spot.
You decided to open this show up by asking questions on what was a great night for the Mets.
Yeah.
Mets won. Padres lost. Diamondbacks lost. Braves lost.
Mm-hmm.
Great night. You want to ask questions.
Why are you hating?
I'm not hating. I think it was a great night for Pete Alonso, great night for Luis Angel Acuna. Mm-hmm. I just think as we approach here, look, I mean, you could kind of start to pop the bubbly a little bit for the Mets. He's here with
We're
the playoffs.
We're not popping bubbly yet, but point taken.
It's fair to look it back now. As we know, the season is almost over.
Uh-huh.
This is not a month of hot pitching. This isn't one revelation with Sean Manaea.
Yeah.
How could everybody in 1 year with the stars, it's just very odd to not pitch to the back of your baseball
If you ask a question like that, Sean, you generally have an idea of what the answer is.
I don't.
It's like we had this conversation about the media yesterday.
I don't.
When they ask questions that are kind of leading down a path, you generally have a thought for what the answer is. So why don't you tell us what the answer is?
You see, Tiki, that's the thing with me. I still to this day have never taken my SATs. I wasn't a great scholar. I ask questions because I genuinely want the answers,
so
not that I have them.
I have to sort of oddly defend Sean. Sometimes you ask questions, you don't know the answer, but you're asking really good questions.
Well, yeah, I mean, could the answer simply be, hey, they happen to hit because of their pitching lab on all having career years at once? I find that hard.
Okay, so I'm going to try to take it one by one because there's four individual guys.
Okay.
David Peterson is a lefty. Mm-hmm. It takes him a while to develop. He's a late developer.
Oh, sure, you got one.
And they moved him up and down.
Yeah.
They had him as a starter. Then there was a reliever. He also had to find his role.
Also, hip surgery. So he's got a magic hip, a very fixed hip, and that's what's clicking for David Peterson. Okay, one for one. Let me go to number two. Tyler McGill. humbled by having to travel on buses in AAA, and he's finally putting it together.
That was okay? You know, all those trips to a Perkins in Toledo totally made Tyler.
Two for two. Let me get to number three, okay? Luis Severino. Sean.
Worst pitcher in baseball this year.
Sean, you and I many years ago argued about DeGrom versus Severino as the best pitcher in baseball. We know that Luis Severino has this in him. So, yeah, it took 5 years, and it is odd that it took this long, but Severino's putting it all together. And as far as Sean Manaea is concerned, maybe watching Chris Sale pitch really did fix everything. You know what else? Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, and I don't give a damn what anyone thinks about this, because this is the dead honest truth. To my fellow Met fan, I actually appreciate you asking those questions.
Somebody had to.
I really do. It's something I've done before. You stole my gimmick from a year and a half ago. I respect that.
No gimmicks. I'm above that.
I would have said this if I lived in Tampa last year, and I'll say this today from SNY at a little after 2 o'clock with the Mets 2 games up in the National League wild card race, and I'll look into a camera. Which camera should I look into, Diggy?
The one that has the red light on it.
Okay, red light camera. And to the audience, I want you to hear me clearly. I don't care what the Mets are doing.
Amen.
You can tell me they're cheating, they're using sticky stuff, or they're using Jedi mind tricks to pitch well. You can give me any reason you want.
Wow, you sound convicted. I think you need a close-up, camera three.
Yeah, close-up, camera three. OMG, the Mets are winning. OMG, sticky stuff, who cares? OMG, it doesn't matter. So I respect it. The Mets are doing something very unique with their rotation. Mm-hmm. But I will speak for most Met fans when I say, even if it came out many years from now that they did something that somehow made mediocre pitchers great, I'd be celebrating like the Astros still do for 2017. Thank you, sir.
I will say this. Speaking of sticky stuff, I did notice the rotation turned around after the Hawk Tua girl was there. So maybe she spit on all the balls.
And that was the other thing I was going to get to, too.
Come on, Tommy.
Even a purple blob didn't bounce a first pitch this year at Met Mound.
So, the purple blob was there.
I'm just, look.
The blob was there. His own seat. Maybe it is.
Maybe.
I denied it for months.
And if anything was going on, I'm not. I would never suggest that anything's going on.
No, of course not.
If anything was going on, you shouldn't apologize for that. Anything that gets you to the end road. I think it's fair now on September the 18th to ask the question.
Tiki, you want to respond to this? You're a very intellectual guy. Clearly, the Mets have a rotation that's pitching well over their skis. I think we all accept that. Mm-hmm. Do you have questions to ask?
You remember a couple of years ago, there was a guy on the other team, the New York Yankees, career. It was a contract year.
Right.
Like, sometimes in contract years, you just play better. Your attention to detail is greater. Your little things that you're doing are more refined. You just care. Just a slight bit more. I'm not saying you don't care regularly, but just a slight bit more. You put that little extra work in. You get little extra things to get healthy. You try just a little bit harder to hit, either to throw or work on the fine details of a cutter or something.
I was about to say sticky stuff.
Right. I almost did, but I didn't. Maybe because all of these guys are fighting for their existence.
How about,
as a New Yorker.
Hey, that's definitely a team.
How about that? No, that's a great point.
Why is that not? Just because Pete Alonso hasn't had a great season in this contract year doesn't mean that everybody else is.
No, Tiki, hold on. He's right. Let me frame it more so that you have to answer this. Tyler McGill, Tiki's right, pitching for his baseball livelihood.
Uh-huh.
David Peterson, after magical hip surgery,
right,
pitching for his baseball livelihood. Sean Manaea, he had a contract year last year, but he wants to get paid. He's 32 years old. He don't have that much time. Luis Severino was embarrassed by your franchise, embarrassed by them, and he has had that motivation all year long. What about the possibility that all of these arms, which have been truly amazing, and I appreciate it, what if they're all collectively fighting the world together to prove they're good? Does that answer your questions?
That could be one answer. Doesn't stop me from asking questions.
That's his way of saying he accepts that answer.
Yes, exactly.
Luis Severino was pitching for his pitching line.
So, let me ask you this, Sean. The reason you're asking these questions is because there's no planet where the Mets could just be good, where the rotation collectively could all be good? Why are you asking this question?
Because on planet Earth, a bunch of fourth starters who have never had years like
this. That's where you're wrong. They're not a bunch of fourth starters. That is completely unfair. Severino's not a fourth starter. Nope. Manaea's not a fourth starter.
You had no problem calling Severino a fourth starter when he's a Yankee.
No. He was not a fourth starter with the Yankees.
He was last year.
He wasn't even a fourth starter with the Yankees. He was a ninth starter with the Yankees. He was horrific. But no, Lugie, so you're not really entirely telling the truth here. those guys haven't been that in a while. Like for Severino, you got to go back 6 years. David Peterson and Tyler McGill had never proven. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I said on the Rico, I don't trust these guys. I don't trust these guys. I don't believe in these guys. Even Positive Tommy didn't believe in David Peterson and Tyler McGill. So we're talking about guys, while I may not be agreeing on how they're getting there, because I don't know how they're getting there. I'm also, I don't want to ask questions. Sometimes when things are so good, you don't ask why she said yes. You're just like, she agreed to go out with me. Like, why am I going to psychoanalyze why? It's not my good looks. It's not my personality. But she said yes. If I psychoanalyzed why my wife agreed to go out on a second date with me, it would blow my brain out because I wouldn't be able to understand it. So sometimes when things are great, it's like Santa. Who has questions about how he gets to all those homes that quickly? He does it. He pulls it off. It's amazing.
He has lots of little elves everywhere.
Hey, don't try to answer it.
Look, that's the real reason. That's the real answer.
I think you guys have solved it. You know, I asked a lot of questions today, and I think in the end, your answer to you have great catchers, a pitching lab, and a bunch of guys in career years turns the Mets staff into Glavin, Smoltz, and Maddox. But hey, that you're on, we got to go with that.
Yeah, but all those guys have struggled. Quintana struggled this year.
Well, Quintana's always
Severino up and down. Has struggled. McGill has struggled. Mania didn't get out of the gates. So what you're
so this year in the offseason, though, we're gonna this no, we'll roll back to Schmidt rotation.
They're clutch. Just call them what it is. They're clutch. Okay. When they needed to be really good, they're really good.
And they have been.
Yeah, it is actually sort of remarkable. That
A-Rod was clutch too, by the way.
No.
Yeah, and you had a day for him in a banner.
Giambi, very clutch.
Stop it.
Here's what I know, and this is the last month, okay? And the last month is you know what cutting time, right? It's a time to win. Mm-hmm. It's a time to make the playoffs. Here are some stats. I just want to read them to you.
Andy Pettitte, Roger Clemens, also very clutch.
I see what you're doing. Sean Manaea's last six starts over the last month, 41 innings, which is a little short of 7 innings per start, 2-0, 2.63. David Peterson in his last five starts, 2-1, 2.51 ERA. Tyler McGill in his last four starts. You were trying to give those numbers. Very accurate. 2-0, 1.69. Jose Quintana in his last five starts, 3-1, 2.40. Luis Severino's been the worst of the bunch. Five starts, 2-0 with a 3.07 ERA. The Mets starting pitching staff is a combined 11-2 with a mid-2 ERA over the last month. And whether it's witchcraft, whether it's the catchers, whether it's contract year.
I don't think he actually said catchers. He said Hoctua, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, Hoctua or the catchers.
Power of positivity.
The truth is, it's working.
Yep.
And I, as a Met fan, I'll keep my eyes closed. If I was an Astros fan in 2017, I would have closed my eyes the entire postseason and opened them when I was at a parade. So, great questions. I don't give a rat's ass.
Agreed.
I accept that answer, and I wouldn't either. By the way, I didn't from any world championship.
Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. We will get to your calls about this Met team, who is now tied for a second wild card spot. They're two games ahead of Atlanta, and they broke out offensively last night, and I'm not going to get nuts about Pete blooping one or hitting a home run that people want to call meaningless. Mm-hmm. They broke out offensively. The Mets scored a bunch of runs. Luis Angel Acuna had a day. But let's not be fooled, my fellow Met fans. They are here. They have a legitimate chance to make the postseason because their starting pitching is reminding us of, dare I say it, 1969, 1986, and 2015. We'll get to your calls. A lot of Yankees to get to. Plus, is there actually a Giants concern around Malik Nabers? We'll address it coming up. Evan and Tiki on the Fan live on a beautiful day from SNY.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
And here's the truth, man. Genuinely, as a Met fan, I don't care how the Mets win, whether they score a lot of runs, whether they do it on pitching, but I am a geek for great starting pitching. And what we have witnessed over the last month with this rotation has been shockingly awesome. Everybody's pitching well. Last night, Tylor Megill, 6 innings, an unearned run on 2 hits. So I'm enjoying this. Every Met fan should be enjoying it. Sean is asking questions about it.
I'm enjoying it, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
He wants to know how all this stuff is happening. How are all these mediocre pitchers pitching at this top level? And my answer to him is, who the hell cares? I don't know. The pitching lab. Whatever. Jeremy Hefner is a god. I don't know.
Always comes back to the lab.
Yeah. Well, the pitching labs are very, very important these days.
They're not doing steroids. What are you intimating?
Why would you say that?
Because you emphasize lab. When you think of lab, I associate that in baseball with someone doing performance-enhancing drugs.
You need to ask yourself that question. I wasn't. Surely I would never.
You better not be saying that.
I would never.
What are you intimating then?
I'm just wondering. I just want to be schooled.
You want to be schooled? Well, here's the bottom line. The Met rotation right now, with only 11 games to go in this season, has been the strength of the Mets. And we talked about this yesterday in relation to the Giants turning their season around. The Mets season has been shocking. And I think when you think back to like just to the last 5 years in New York sports, last 10 years in New York sports, this season is up there as a whole in terms of just surprising all of us. But I think how they're doing it right now, pitching on this level, is probably the top surprise, because coming into this year, when I had optimism on the Mets, me and Lugie were one of the rare ones, we thought, hey, they'll be better than people think. We didn't do it based on the rotation. We did it based on they'll score a lot of runs, the bullpen should be good, they're improved defensively, and maybe their rotation will be marginable. And it was for a while, but over the last month, I gave the numbers earlier, you can always rewind on the Odyssey app, they have been amazing for a month, and it's stunning. That's the word I would use to describe what's happening right now.
Stunning only because you knew the potential was there, but you didn't expect it all to be put together.
I never thought the potential was there.
Especially not at the most clutch time of the season.
By the way, I didn't think there was potential in this rotation. I thought like their best possibility was being middle of the pack, maybe slightly better than that. Them being a strength and Sean Manaea maybe getting Cy Young votes this season.
Yeah.
And David Peterson, if he had pitched long enough, maybe getting Cy Young votes this season. That is well beyond any of my expectations.
And right now, thanks to the way the playoffs are shuffled, if it's season ended today, it's you guys and the Padres. Joe Musgrave going to need more than earwax this year.
Yeah, you want to ask questions? You want to ask questions? Ask questions about that guy.
I just did.
Okay, good. I just want, look.
Do you have answers to that one?
I don't.
I'll give you an answer. You want an answer?
Yeah, tell me.
A lot of sticky stuff.
He put lube over all over his ear.
Yeah.
There's nothing to ask. He saw it on TV.
Well, yeah. Sometimes your ear could sweat.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Now he doesn't want to ask questions. We'll get your calls. We are live from the SNY studios throughout the day. A full 4 hours on TV. We'll be here till 6:30. A lot of Yankees to get to. Giants as well. There's a Lugash debate series. And Todd Zeal will stop by. 888-808-1019. Let's kick it off with Eric, who's calling from Manhattan. How you doing today, Eric?
How's it going, guys?
We're good, man.
Good. What's up?
All right, so I was at the game last night. I'm having a good morning. I come sit down. I work from home. I'm sitting down, turn on SNY, eating my lunch. And the first thing I hear is, I'm confused with the sticky stuff or the cheating stuff. And I'm flabbergasted, taken aback. what the hell is going on? I look at their ERAs. I'm like, oh, they must be in the mid-twos here. Severino has a 3.77, Quintana with a 3.9. It's a good thing that he stayed off the sticky stuff and the cheating stuff with a 3.9. Blackburn should have taken it when he came from the A's with his 4.66. Maybe he would be doing a little bit better. I'm a little confused. Edwin Diaz got suspended for 10 games for cheating. It would be pretty impressively poor for like the Mets staff to continue doing that. I would like to know, Sean, can you give one explanation for how they're cheating? Anything, please. Because they checked their hands. I was at the game last night.
Eric, are you accusing them of cheating? Because I didn't.
No. I am, actually. I'm with you. I just don't understand how they're doing it.
I don't understand either. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, Clark Schmidt must be cheating. Cortez is cheating every other game. And Cole's been cheating for 10 years.
I can't believe you're using the word cheating, but that's on you.
Yeah,
man.
What is Chris Sale? What is Chris Sale and Morton on?
I got it. I think I got it.
Now, what do you got, Tiki? Thanks for the call, Eric.
I think they're eating a lot of honey. A lot of honey.
Ooh. Honey.
Yes, and then it starts to come out of their pores when they start sweating, and therefore it's sticky.
Ah.
Does that work for you?
Does that happen with honey?
All I wanted, all I know is I want Honey Nut Cheerios now.
Of course it doesn't happen, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric basically saying you're accusing the Mets of cheating.
And for the record, if you were to cheat as a pitcher, you couldn't do it every start out. You got to sporadically do it. That would explain some of the ERA.
Yeah, but you got to win, though. The Mets are in a spot where they have to win.
Well, look how good the pitching's been ERA-wise in August and September.
Yeah, no, I get that. I have a friend of mine. He's a good friend of mine. And every time someone performs well in baseball, he will text me and accuse that person of steroids.
Isn't that, though, a baseball problem that they put us in that spot?
Excuse me?
Still?
Yeah, even still. And it always bothered me because it's like, why can't a guy be performing really well before we have to say there must be a reason for why that's nefarious? What about hard work? What about guys kind of improving their craft? You know, David Peterson is still a learning left-handed pitcher. He's still learning how to pitch in this league. And maybe it's that more than it is something nefarious.
By the way, it could be, but I find it hard to believe it could be for everybody all at once. You ever see the old women at the slot machines in Vegas? How often do they hit those 3.7s? They sit there and they dump their savings into that every single day, chain-smoking cigarettes, and it's very rare they hit the 3.7s. But the Mets happened to this year. Sure.
No idea what that analogy means, but I'm sure most of the audience does.
The oxygen tank next to them. Yeah.
Let's go to Rob in Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I am so glad Sean woke up this morning and decided to put on his little detective outfit and start asking questions. Because, Evan, I have to say, Evan, I'm a little bit disappointed in you, and here's why. For a couple of reasons.
Yep.
So, one, in 2022, you began asking questions about the Tampa Bay Rays when half their roster was having career years, and it was unbelievable. And it's interesting because in this instance, you said you don't care. You just want to close your eyes and wake up at the parade, where in that instance, you very much wanted to go after them. And then speaking of closing your eyes and waking up at the parade, haven't we done that already with the 2017 Astros? And didn't you kind of go down there and, like, put an asterisk at their
You know way too much of my resume. Wow.
Now you're asking the right questions, Rob.
All right, let me address all of that.
I think Rob was stalking you.
First of all, he's accurate about everything I did.
Yeah,
I definitely did. Right before the start of the pandemic. I'll never forget it. And so this is when the Astros cheating scandal came out.
Yes.
We all found out about it. I was down in Florida for spring training, for Yankees and Mets spring training. And in the middle of the night, I stopped by the Houston Astros spring training facility. The picture still exists. I'm sure you can find it on social media. And they had this huge sign outside that said 2007 World Champions.
And you drew an asterisk?
I went further. I went to Staples, and I bought this huge placard, and I sat on the ground at a mall in Florida, and I drew an asterisk. Okay? I drew it. I drew it myself. I then drove in the middle of the night to the Astros facility, past security, pulled up right in front, got very nervous. I was very nervous. I was doing something.
They didn't stop you?
Nobody stopped me. It's Florida. They don't care. I get out of my car. I am as nervous as I've ever been. I've done some things in my life. I've never been more nervous than that night down in South Florida.
Wow.
And I take the sign.
What did you think was going to happen? You're going to get arrested?
Shot, honestly.
Shot?
Yeah. Yeah, they're crazy down there. Don't get me started. So I run up to the sign. I put the asterisk next to it. I take a picture, and I hightail it out. And I leave. Now, did I do that because I was deeply offended by the Houston Astros? No, I thought it was funny. Like, ever do something as a kid where it's a prank?
Yeah, but you were a kid.
You are a grown adult that scores baseball games.
Right, right. You didn't take a pig and send it to the principal's
right.
office.
This is 7 years ago. This is 6 years ago. What are you talking about?
I'm still a kid at heart. I thought it was funny. So I did a practical joke because I thought it was funny. I wasn't trying to send a political message. Mm. I wasn't like anti-Astros. As you know, Sean, I'm not anti-Astros. So wow. Yes, I did that. I want to clarify that is true. As far as the Rays are concerned, I did ask questions. It got so, I think I asked such good questions, the Tampa Bay Rays responded. They made a t-shirt because I called them a bunch of journeyman losers, and they made a shirt about being journeymen. I responded, by the way, by making a shirt of them wearing a shirt.
You know what? Uh-huh. I forgot to add that. This Met rotation, journeymen losers.
All fair, by the way.
Yes.
All completely fair. My questions about Tampa Bay, I would even give you, have some kind of merit in comparison to what I did with Tampa. But I also never accused them of cheating. I was very careful about that. And as far as, well, now, Evan, you're such a hypocrite, you're willing to close your eyes and not care. Let me explain something to all of you, and you all should know this, because we're all hacks. Every last one of us is a political hack. And whether it's politics today, whether it's the teams we root for, I want my team to win. Mm. Just like you probably have the team you want to have win or the candidate you want to have win. And what do? You ignore stuff that you'd be pissed off about if it was someone else. But when it's your team, you defend it. And you all know I'm right. And I'm only doing it with a sports team. The rest of you do it for everything in life. Mm. So am I a hypocrite, Tiki Barber?
No, you're not a hypocrite. You're just keeping it real.
Keeping it real
to your fandom.
Yes.
Now, the only thing that will disrupt that is if that, I won't call it cheating, but
there's
whatever.
There's no cheating. Stop whatever, using that
whatever
word.
It is, ends up hurting the team in a long-term fashion in some way or another, which I don't think it's going to do.
Well,
even if there is the asterisk beside whatever.
There's no asterisk.
I'm just saying. I'm not talking about the Mets. I'm just talking the Astros or whoever it may be. You still did it. Right? They're not taking it out of the record books.
Exactly.
It's still going to exist as an accomplishment.
And you know what I think?
Regardless of what the circumstances are.
And it's not the Heisman Trophy.
Right. And here's the best part.
I mean, they gave it to Reggie.
Right.
They finally took it up, gave it to him.
Took it away, gave it back. Here's the thing about the Astros. And again, the Mets have nothing to do with the Astros. I'm just responding to your questions and the hypothetical you want to put out there. Even if after the fact you find out bad stuff, I can guarantee to you, if you're an Astro fan and when you won the World Series, you had the feeling of joy that any of us would have if your team wins the World Series. Yeah. There was no hesitation. There was no, is this real? So it was all after the fact.
Well, it was also long after the fact that you found out about
2 years.
Yeah, but 2 years is long. It's not like you were getting maligned as a fan of the Astros in real time. It happened 2 years later. And it was like, okay, whatever. We won another one in the interim.
And that's the thing. Plus, as the Astros showed, if there was anything going on, and some might use the word cheating, it's just a piece of metal they're playing for anyway.
Oh, stop. Stop it, Kamish.
Let's go to Mike calling from Lakewood. How are you, Mike?
Hi. First time caller, long time listener. Thank you for taking my call.
You, dude. Thank you.
Thank you, man. What's up?
Just to make a few points about the cheating, not cheating, that Sean is not alluding to or alluding to. So, first of all, I'm saying all these players that he's talking about, they're not having career years, as the other caller pointed out. They all have, like, 3 points ERAs. They're all players that in the past have showed flashes of unbelievable talent. I remember Tyler McGill when he first came up for the Mets.
Yeah.
Sean Manaea pitched outstanding at times when he was with the Athletics and struggled a lot with injuries. Severino had a, at times, great pitching career. And another thing that the Mets have going for them is they, you know, Francisco Lindor truly makes pitchers look great. And Alonso over the last month has been making some unbelievable defensive plays, which have been saving a lot of hits. And finally, this is for Evan, because I'm a long-time suffering Mets fan along with you. I think we could take a deep breath together and say, you know, this is what a competent organization looks like. We have a good manager. We have a good... David Stearns is doing an unbelievable job, and this is what a good team does. They bring out
so
the best.
You're right about that. I don't want to do that right now, though. Like, I don't want to just sit here and hand flowers over, because there is still a lot of work to do. And that work is important. There are 11 games left in this season, and while the Mets have accomplished maybe more than most of us thought, they need to finish the job. They do. Yeah. If they don't make the postseason, no, I'm not firing anybody. I get it. There aren't going to be major changes, but I'm going to be mad. And I think most Met fans will be mad and greatly disappointed. And you may even question the core of the team if they can't hold on to this lead. So, yes, David Stearns has done a great job in year one. Carlos Mendoza has done a great job in year one. Lugie's been saying for a while he should win manager of the year. Mm-hmm. Fine. He definitely deserves votes. Not against it. They've all done an amazing job. There'll be a moment to give them flowers. There'll be a moment where I'll join in and say, yes, what a competent organization. This is great. This is amazing. I love the future. Not with 11 games left. There is work that needs to be done. This Met team is two games up with 11 to go.
Over.
What?
It's over.
Excuse me?
Stop.
It's over.
All right, you know what?
Why are you doing that?
I'm not doing the South thing. This is really confident-wise. You see the way the Braves are falling apart, the way the Mets are rolling. Hmm. You could take a deep breath. I know it's not statistically over. We've gotten to the point now where the Mets are going to the postseason.
Sean, I'm going to spear you off this stage. If you don't know what that means, that's Roman's finishing move. I'll spear him.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah, acknowledge me now. Mm. It is not over.
I know you don't
want to. We have seen too much as Met fans to ever think anything is
that.
Over.
I'm not a Met fan, so I get that.
And it's one thing to steal my gimmick from 2 years ago around the Rays. That's fine. Don't be stealing Sal's gimmick on anything being over.
I wonder,
because that didn't work out well for him.
I don't do gimmicks.
I wonder if you actually believe that.
I really do.
Actually believe that this is over.
I believed last night as I sat in my comfy seat and I watched the Braves lose to the Reds and I watched the Diamondbacks lose to the Rockies, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see this muddled mess of the wild card. I see the way the Mets are playing and to see the way they won two in a row without Lindor. Mm. I know they have the three games coming up with Atlanta. The Mets are going to the playoffs. And I've been steadfast in that. I've told you that for a month. I believe that now more than ever.
Did you also tell us to make sure we have no plans in October?
No, because you know why? Real sports fans.
That was Tommy, by the way.
Never actually make vacation plans in October because it's a busy time of year. So that was always a dumb, goofy gimmick.
And real radio hosts come up with their own material and don't get fed stuff and rip off other people's stuff. By the way, nice shirt. The bar mitzvah's down the hall, though. Man.
Why don't you save that for the Lou Gehrig debate series?
I got enough material for this guy. We're just going to foster him to spew nonsense for 43 minutes.
I think the questions are a little bit of nonsense. Thinking anything is over is complete nonsense. If there's anything that's over, and I will do this because I think it's really true.
Yep.
The AL East is over.
Long over.
By the way, just to show you I'm not a phony, it is over. And you know what else is over?
Dude,
with a two-game lead? The one seed in the American League. The Guardians died for that last night, too.
They're still a game back. What are you talking about?
Guardians are two games back. Game two and a loss.
Two and a loss.
Carl. And the tiebreaker, right. The Yankees have.
Right.
It's all... Folks, the Giants are 0-2. Yankees and Mets, we got October baseball.
Guaranteed
we got
to
there.
Make the playoffs, New York Giants.
We got there.
Guaranteed.
See, here's the difference. If the Mets don't make the playoffs, you will sleep well at night.
I always
Exactly. If the Mets don't make the playoffs, I'm not sleeping for a week. And poor Lugie's not sleeping for a month. Mm.
No,
I'll tell you that right
he'll
now.
He'll roll right to next season.
If the
no
Mets
problem.
Don't make the playoffs, Sean, you might be suspended for a month.
Can we get that approved?
Yeah. I mean, Hurley's right here.
Can we suspend him a month if the Mets don't make the playoffs? Can we get that approved? He said yes. So, yeah, you're done. Yeah.
With pay? So
No. Without pay.
Without pay.
Can't pay this guy. You can't get paid for not doing work.
Okay,
you'll get
paid. We're regulating. We're pushing you to the overnight. You're going to overnights.
Well, what are you doing to poor Big Mac?
Big Mac's going to come hang with us.
Oh, he'll sign for that.
On second thought, the Mets season is still going on.
Jerry is calling from Sag Harbor, New York. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. How's it going? You know, what you've just been saying is exactly what I want to talk about. The Mets, before they get to face Milwaukee in the last three games of the season, it's almost as if they have to win the World Series and the pennant before they get to those three games, right? You got four games with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Three games with Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Then here's my question. When they face Milwaukee, they may find themselves in the position of deciding who they want to play in the first round.
Yeah.
In other words,
good point.
You know what I'm saying? In
yes,
other words,
yes.
Let's say Milwaukee becomes the number one seed. They may not want to play Milwaukee, but then again, they may not want to go to San Diego either. Right?
So you're right, but it's also way too complicated. So what he's saying is the last wild card team, which the Mets aren't anymore. They're actually the second wild card team. The last wild card team faces the divisional winner that doesn't get a bye, which right now appears to be the Milwaukee Brewers and will likely be the Milwaukee Brewers, okay?
Right.
But if you're the second wild card team, you're facing the first wild card team, which happens to be the San Diego Padres. Mm-hmm. I think right now, even on the Rico, I wouldn't do this. I don't think you should overcomplicate this. They've got to win as many games as possible, make the postseason. Yeah. They still have a chance to even get the first wild card seed, which means they have all the games at Citi Field. And I don't think the Mets are in any position to overthink this.
Yeah,
but he is right. They have to win a lot of games to earn this.
They do.
Because there's no guarantee.
But you can't try to position.
No.
In football, you should try to position sometimes because it becomes a matchup thing.
Yeah.
Right? We can't get to their quarterback, or they're just going to run it down our throat, or XYZ. We are weak secondary, and they have elite wide receivers. Like, you would do that. In baseball, because it's a series, it doesn't make sense to do
that. No, and not only that, there was a guy here at SNY, met a lot of great people here, and I forget which person said this to me, but they actually asked me, would you rather face Milwaukee or San Diego? And I'm like, are we doing this? Like, are we freaking doing this? And I said,
what's the answer?
Well, so there's, you really want an answer?
I mean,
okay. Yeah, I'll give you an answer. So I think there's a baseball answer, and then there's an emotional answer. Mm. I think most Met fans who have emotion are very bitter and very upset about what happened 2 years ago. Okay? Joe Musgrove, yeah. Everything about that series to the San Diego Padres. And so if you're telling me the Mets have a chance to begin the postseason by ushering in revenge against that team and that roster, I think there's something very sexy about that. From a baseball standpoint, based on the way the teams are playing, based on some of the Brewers starting pitching issues, I think you would say Milwaukee. But here's the reality, bro. In a best of three, who the hell knows?
Right. Yeah.
The Mets could lose a best of three to the White Sox.
Not with their pitching, though.
Or the Marlins. So I don't overcomplicate it. I would love to sit here with you guys a week from Friday, after the Atlanta series is over, mm-hmm. with the Mets having wrapped up a playoff spot, and we could have this fun conversation about, okay,
What are we doing versus Milwaukee?
Right, with a playoff spot wrapped up.
Yes.
After celebrating, popping champagne mm-hmm. in that disgusting city known as Atlanta, Georgia. Like, there would be nothing that gives me more joy as a Met fan.
Are you going to pop champagne just making the playoffs?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a baseball thing.
Yes.
Really?
In fact, you ready for this?
How about just some, like, champagne of beers?
Want beers instead of champagne?
Yeah.
Some high lifes?
There it is. I knew you'd get it.
Come on, T.
Aaron Boone.
He had no clue.
No, I have no idea. I don't know anything about alcohol. The only thing I know about alcohol is if I have a sip, I start to get tipsy.
Well, Miller High Life is known as the champagne of beers.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. That is true.
I like Maker's Mark.
That's not a beer.
That's not beer.
I never said it was beer. I said I like it.
I'm so confused.
My God.
So confused.
Aaron Boone. I give you this about celebrating. Aaron Boone, in his weekly spot with John Boy and Jake, was asked about celebrating.
Yep.
You want to know Aaron's response?
What did he say? We're not celebrating until the job is done?
Nope. He said, we will celebrate making the playoffs. That's a great accomplishment.
Tonight.
And then they would celebrate again after they win the American League East.
Champagne rounds.
So the Yankees are in line to have two separate celebrations. And hopefully for them, a lot more. So if the Yankees, who have been a fait accompli as a playoff team this entire season, are going to celebrate a playoff spot, then you damn right. The Mets aren't just going to celebrate. It is going to be a raucous,
I didn't say celebrate.
Disgusting celebration.
I'm just saying popping champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a longer journey than the other sports. I actually don't have as big a problem. It's more like tradition.
Do you understand what Pete Alonso is going to do to the city of Atlanta if the Mets clinch a playoff spot?
No, tell me.
I can't describe it.
Why?
Because it's
strip club capital of the world.
No. Pete's a happily married man, dude. What's wrong with
you? By the way, that's Tampa.
Tampa, I know.
Well, yeah. What are you talking about?
Magic City's pretty good for
strip club. I was going to say, Atlanta's a nice silver medal there.
I just meant Pete's going to be really excited.
Well, they named burgers and food after athletes.
Yeah.
So
watch that yourself. True. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. What?
There's one more place for us to pop champagne, too.
Good.
And if Major League Baseball is listening today, if and when the Mets do make this a fait accompli, we want 3 weekday day games, 2 o'clock, so Evan has to sit here and do the show while the Mets are in the playoffs.
You know what? I was thinking about that. I think that would be amazing. I would love to share those amazing moments with all of you and with the audience. Like, I think having a live radio watch party would be amazing. I think it'd be fun.
Can't score the games. You got to be hosting the show.
I can't score the games?
Mm.
What makes you think I can't host a show and score a game
what
at the same
tragedy.
Time?
You owe it to our show to be the quarterback of this show.
I can do both.
Nope, you're putting the book away those games.
You don't think,
that's a challenge, Evan.
Can Eli Manning quarterback and host like a talk show at the same time?
No, I don't think so.
Damn it.
All right. I mean, you have your scorebook in front of you right now. I'm not exactly sure what you're doing with
I'm
it.
Just looking at it. You know what I'm doing with my scorebook? I left my scorebook in a meeting room here at SNY while I went somewhere else. And I came back. I told Sean, please watch my scorebook with your life. All right? It's very important. I come back, and there was a dirty plate sitting on the top of my scorecard.
And they were eating pizza.
Yeah. I was very perturbed. I wasn't sure if they were, like, pranking me or if these three, and I mean Sean, Hurley, our wonderful boss,
Hurley and
Loogie, I thought you guys were just being, you know, complete, utter blanks.
You haven't even brought up the other part of it yet.
What's the other part of it?
I ripped a page out to use as a napkin, and I'm not going to tell you which game it is.
Oh, I know which game. Does Aaron Judge striking out against who's the lefty we got rid of?
Jake Diekman.
Jake Diekman.
Aaron Judge, like all of us, was watching the Subway series right down the
Sorry about that. I just knocked a bunch of stuff over here at SNY. I was very excited.
You're all flustered because you scoreboard.
Apri is going to be upset with you.
I apologize, Steve. Steve Apri, you're doing a great job setting us up. We got a lot more coming up, a Lugash debate series later on in the program. But when we come back, more of your phone calls. Met fans are very excited and also mad at Sean. 888-808-1019. I noticed something last night that confused me. Juan Soto decided to say something that I still cannot figure out why in the middle of a pennant race he would actually say. We'll play it for you and let everyone decide what does it mean. Evan and Tiki live from the beautiful SNY studios all day long.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.